Hello, and welcome back to that Eurovision site. I'm Shiloh, and today I will be interviewing Adelina, who is participating at Supernova 2025. Hi!
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
So, to start off, why don't we do a fun question?
All
So you
right,
live in
let's
the
go.
UK, right? You're based in the UK. Most of
Yeah,
the
I live
people on
in.
my website are also in the UK, and so they're always very curious about this for Eurovision artists. Do you have a favorite kind of biscuit?
A biscuit. Well, the first thing that pops into my head is probably, but it's not really a biscuit, it's a cookie. But if we're talking about biscuits, then it's probably going to be Biscoff. I think it's
Those
going
are
to be
good. We
that.
have those in the States too, so I actually like those as well.
Yeah, those are good. I like them.
Yeah. So for our viewers who may not be familiar with you, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your career?
I was born in Latvia. I was brought up there, but in my teenage years, I slowly started moving here to London, where I've been living for quite a few years now. And I've started out when it comes to like my music and my music career in Latvia as well. I've also graduated from music school there. I've been studying like in a jazz and pop department as a vocalist and a band leader. And I slowly started getting my name there. I was performing a lot. I was, going to all kinds of events. But then I realized, I understood that for my ambitions, for my vision, for my goals, it's really not a best choice to stay there because the country is very small and I just want, bigger things to happen. So this is what I did. I recklessly just woke up one day from a hangover after coming back from the party with my friend, and she was moving to the UK, and she was like, "What are you doing here? You don't have no obligations here. You don't really have a job, like a part of, the gigs that you do. Let's go to London," because I've already been in London for like 16, no, 15 times. I literally counted. And then with the 16th, I've actually moved in. I was like, "You know what? You're right." And 1 week later, I literally just packed my bags and I left and never came back. I mean, because I came there to visit and stuff, but like, yeah, I'm completely moved in. So, and I've carried on my career here, and but the thing is, when it comes to music now, everything is so online in a way. So I just, kept on continuing doing everything I can. And I guess one of the highlights of my career happens when it was 2018. I was invited to participate together with Red One in the World Cup project. Basically a song for beIN Sports that was like their anthem. They're still like playing it all the time in the channel. And yeah, it was like a very, really big thing, really big coverage. And I just never really, I haven't stopped since. Like, I've been doing music and I've been, for a really long time, but I would say like the one of the biggest achievements that kind of like kick started it on a proper level, that was starting from the 2018.
Great. So, what made you decide to try out for Supernova this year?
So Supernova, well, the thing is, Eurovision is so iconic. Like, we grew up with it. It was part of our culture to literally wait for it when it happens, to sit down on a surface with the family, load up some food or drinks or something and just watch it. And that used to be a tradition for us in the since the childhood, really. So I feel like every musician, especially if they're like in the pop field, I feel like it's especially like from like millennial generation, I feel like it's the ultimate like goal to participate in, especially if you're from Europe, and that was just almost like a dream of childhood dream of mine to represent the country in such a big arena that watched like by over 100 millions of people, and to do it proudly, and yeah, to rock the stage. And I feel like this is this is going to be my attempt this year to do
Oh.
that.
Yeah. So you grew up watching Eurovision. Do you have a favorite Eurovision memory or a favorite song?
I feel like Loreen's first breakthrough was probably very iconic, but I feel like because I have watched, that's like something that I could like remember off the top of my head. But I feel like because we watched it every year, we watched it so much. We watched it when I was like really little. I can't even pinpoint to something one. You know, I think there was like too many acts to think about. But those are definitely, I would say, be coming probably before 2010, you know, like real old school stuff.
Cool.
Yeah.
So you've had a really long career and you've performed all over the world, right? Like all across Europe. You've even been in the States for a bit, I think I read. So what was your most memorable performance experience that you've ever had?
Memorable performance. Let me think about that. Like actual live performance. Is that
Yeah.
what you mean? Yeah. Well, the first thing that kind of pops into my head, it was the time, I don't even remember the year that was like, I don't even remember, it was so long ago. But it was in Latvia. I was performing in a drift show, actually. So it was like a car drifting event, and there were like, I feel like maybe there were like 5 or 10,000 people, and I was actually like performing. I was doing a sort of a remix of Christina Aguilera's Dirty
Okay.
song, and it was like, you know, it had such a Y2K vibe to it. Now I'm thinking about it, and I see all these cars are just like drifting around, and the people are cheering, and it was a little bit dark. I literally felt like a rock star, like a rock slash pop star, you know? So yeah, I think that's the first thing pops to my head.
Yeah, well, that sounds really cool.
It
So,
was.
yeah. So switching gears to talk about your Supernova entry a little bit, what was the writing process like for Electric Love?
It was a long, am I allowed to cuss?
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, okay. It was a long ass process. Let me tell you that. Yeah, so it was really long because like I'm a perfectionist as a hell. So I really want to make sure that it's good and it's proper. It's not on Latvian level, it's on international level. This is always my attempt. And always my thinking when I create music and when I create something, I really wanted to be able to compete with the greats, you know, with some of the greatest artists that are charting right now. So, that was my sort of attitude when it comes to writing and creating it. So, therefore, I've actually started writing it back in May 20. What was that? 2023. Right, 2023. That was like, you know, a year and a half ago I started working on it. And you know, I just kept on coming back to it. I keep on polishing, I kept on changing the verses, choruses, everything. Goodness, that song drive me a little bit mad. And let me tell you that, like one of this is the type of song that I feel like is not gonna be easiest to sing live, even though it doesn't have any like super technicalities in there, but just something about it is a bit more advanced. So this is why I'm actually preparing for it now. Like I'm training, you know, I want to really deliver the best performance that I can. And yeah, it was a long process. I was also involved in a co-production. I wrote it fully myself. Yeah, and it took some time for it to be finished, and now it's there.
Yeah, now it's done. So,
Yeah.
what do you think makes it stand out from the other songs?
I guess probably the style. I feel like I've heard maybe one song that is a little bit has a little bit of 80s vibe to it, but not so much of a disco. It definitely has that disco groove. Really like feel good pop beat, nostalgic, you know, something, because I was heavily inspired by Michael Jackson. He's like one of my biggest influences in the music. So I wanted to bring that type of vibe that people would be just connecting to through music, because it's not only that, older generation coming from the 80s or 70s that are into that type of stuff. I also feel like younger generation right now is really appreciating 80s, 90s, not only the aesthetics, but also the sounds and the music. So I wanted to bring that back.
Yeah. I, as a Gen Z myself, I actually really do like new disco music, so you hit the nail right on the head there. So you've listened to the other entries. Do you have a favorite or somebody who you think is really big competition?
Do you know what? I feel like certain artists, first of all, I must say this. I feel like this is probably the strongest supernova that we've seen so far. Because I've always felt like Latvia should really step up their game when it came to the Eurovision entries. So, and I feel like they did. And there are certain songs out there that are really good, but I don't feel like they are right format for Eurovision, but I would actually listen to them, and there are songs that I wouldn't normally listen to them, but I know they're right type for the Eurovision. So this is like, it's hard for me to pinpoint exactly to, who, because I feel like each song is unique and each song deserves its time to shine. Hopefully they will do also well on the stage and with the performance. So I'm looking forward also to see what the other contestants are preparing, especially for the show.
Yeah. So, as you're doing your own preparations, can you give us a hint about anything that we'll see in your live performance, or is that a secret?
I don't think it's so much of a secret. Well, one thing I'll tell you, like, I will try to give my all on the stage, and this is what I've been longing for a long time now to do, because I haven't performed in a while, especially, since having a child, and I've kind of went into the hermit mode, and I really missed performing. I really missed being on the stage, and I just really wanted, like, I just really want to go mad on the stage. That's what I want to do. Like, I don't want to be, doing a little dance and looking all cutesy and girly. Like, I want to go rock star on the stage. That's what I want to do, and that's what I'm preparing for. That's what
Yeah.
we're gonna do,
Great. So we will definitely be looking forward to that. The last question that I have prepared here
yeah.
is, what would you like to say to anybody who is discovering your music for the first time through Supernova?
All right, that's a good question. Because I feel like I've been really struggling with my musical identity for a really long time, because I feel like my voice, I've always been seeing myself as a chameleon, because my voice can really have like 5 or 10 different voices and not intentional, like, and especially over the years, I feel like I slowly started developing a bit of more of a signature sound. So, and I've been really struggling to focus on something a bit more specific and detailed. So the music that you're going to hear right now on my Spotify that is out, I feel like it's good, but it does not represent exactly who am I going to be as an artist as we are speaking more in the future, because I feel like I have so much potential that is just sitting inside of me and it hasn't been released, and so this is what I really want to say to people, that in case if you hear some stuff on Spotify and if you like it, amazing, follow me. There's going to be more music is coming. If you don't like it, that's cool, but let me tell you something, there's some more sounds and more records are coming for sure, and I'm really planning to release sort of like hopefully next year. I want to do a body of work. I'm tired of singles in a way. I want to launch an EP at least, something that would actually represent me, something would be like a proper like introduction of me artistically. Because like, I've been doing a lot of different collabs. I've been, just writing random songs in all kinds of different genres, because I'm in love with music, like I know I can do so many things and still sound great at it. Like, as bold and as whatever it might sound, but I know I can sound good in so many different genres. I just can blend myself very easily. And this is what I've been, it's almost been like a curse and a blessing at the same time, So, but I feel like I am going to take my love for the nostalgic vibes, which is 80s and 90s. And I feel like this is what I'm going to focus on. I feel like I really want to deliver that type of vibe to people that have been specifically having, this type of nostalgia feeling for the 90s and 80s, because I do very, very much. So many times I'm just watching all these like AI generated like 80s interior penthouses in Miami, and I'm like, God damn, I wish I lived there, in that era. So and all kinds of like 80s music is just like really, really ringing to my ear. I wasn't born in the 80s though. I was born in the 90s, so I don't know what's going on, but like maybe I've reincarnated or something.
That's right, you never know.
Like real talk. So this is why I'm like, I really want to bring that vibe, because I know there's also a lot of people that are longing for it, not only like, Gen Z and older generation, but I feel like also, no, sorry, the millennials and the old generation, but I feel like Gen Z, there's a lot of them that are appreciating older music, and we're gonna put a new twist to it. This is my plan, hopefully.
Awesome. Yeah, well, I will definitely look forward to seeing what you put out next.
Thank you.
Yeah, and thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today. Where can people find you on social media?
So you can find me. My name is Adelina. This is how I go by my stage name. You can also be finding me that way, like on streaming platforms. But on my socials, let's say Instagram and I think maybe TikTok and Twitter, I believe too. It's Adelina the Mermaid.
All right.
It's a bit of a long story why mermaid, but yeah, like I identify as a mermaid almost.
That's fun. Well, you definitely have the hair for it.
I do, and the voice and the cold limbs and an obsession with the water and everything.
All right. Yeah, so thank you so much again. And I can go ahead and let you go, but thank you and best of luck for your performance.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Shout out to
All
you
right.
guys.
Yeah, thank you. All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.